Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wonder if Penix lives. He's probably OTP.
Yeah, he's up there.
OTP in the branch.
He's a Gwinnetian.
All right, anyway, probably shopping at Costco. We do know now that he is named the starting quarterback, he's talked a lot about his relationship with Kirk Cousins, and the two actually talked after this move was made.
Yeah, he just told me that, you know, he's in my corner, you know, the same way that I was for him whenever he was the starter. He said that he was going to come into the building, you know, continue to stay positive and, you know, do whatever he can to help me out and, you know, help this team win football games. So
I just don't know that you could have designed two better personalities to deal with a situation like this than what these two guys have shown and been. And over the course of really the length of time we've known Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix on the national scene, like, this is the guy that both of them have been. Like it's
Raheem Morris
talks about ethos, and like, I get it. Some people kind of roll their eyes at some of these comments, but when you bring in people like that, it makes these situations way easier to deal with.
Are you saying you don't think it'd be the same if this was Aaron Rodgers? And
well, Aaron Rodgers said if he's still with the Jets in 2025, he will help out whoever the emperor is. I saw that headline.
I mean, it kind of did go happen with Aaron Rodgers.
I was going to say it already did. And he was not happy about the Jordan Love draft.
Yeah.
And
But he never got replaced.
But who was dude in New York that got shipped out? The young guy.
Oh, Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson. So he was helpful to.
Well, it didn't look like it played. It didn't look like he was very helpful because it didn't. Nothing improved.
No.
With Zach Wilson there.
But anyway,
there's been a fall off without Zach Wilson. If you really want to make that comment, I mean, Zach Wilson. If you look at the records and everything that's going on with that team, he looks like he did pretty good last year.
You know, I got to call Turtle out real quick. You know, Thomas Dimitroff interviewed for the job in New York, and he kind of tweeted, you know, kind of crapping on it. And I'm just sitting here like, dude, whatever you think or don't think about Thomas Dimitroff, he would be the upgrade of all upgrades compared to the crap show that New York Jets have been the last 30 years. So if I'm a Jets fan, before I want to kill Thomas interviewing up there, I might look at the fact that he actually did make a Super Bowl. He actually did build a Super Bowl winning roster.
NFL Executive of the Year.
Yeah. So you know, it's just kind of funny, the revisionist history about when things. The problem that happened here at the end is people remember how bad it got with the payroll. It all started when Julio wanted to redo his contract. It got out of hand, and Dan became two guys that were everything they did were to save their jobs, and it steamrolled on them.
Yeah, snowballed.
So look at Dan Quinn out of being a head coach and what he's done stepping in with a franchise and a rookie quarterback. Right. You tell me Thomas couldn't go up there and do better than what they've had in New York the last 30 years?
So Thomas gets mud slung on him way too often. I'm with you. I mean, if you really want to look at it, I think he is responsible for bringing in five of the top 10 players in this franchise's history.
Yeah, I know two right off the top of my head.
Yeah, Julio and Matt.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Tony, let's go Michael. I mean, you can keep going. Roddy White.
Yeah, the Michael Turner. Well, Roddy was already here.
Yeah, it wasn't Roddy yet.
But Michael Turner's a very good call. Hell.
Would y'all put Grady in that conversation too?
Yeah. But go look at who I'm a guy, and I'm going to make some people probably kind of think for a second. You went Bob Whitfield at left tackle, right? And he was a dominant left tackle. And then you really didn't have a dominant or a stalwart, right, at left tackle until they drafted Jake. And and everybody can talk about, and I've heard the who's the guy that came out? Was it Lawan?
Taylor Lawan.
Taylor Lawan. Everybody was said, they should have drafted Taylor Lawan. Where's Taylor Lawan right now?
He's doing
a podcast.
Yeah, he's blessing.
Okay. He might have had two good years, but he didn't stay healthy. And Jake has missed, I think, one game. Jake's so committed to this team. He had a baby mid afternoon and flew to Charlotte to play in a game.
Yeah.
So you know, it's a good point. You're right. I think Jake Matthews deserves to be on that list. One of the all time greats in this franchise.
He's a good call too. So I mean, there's been a lot of good players in this franchise's history, but I don't think it's recency bias to say Thomas was responsible for five of the top 10. Like, I don't think so.
Well, and you know what? The heyday of this franchise was from 2008 to about to 2017. And you had what? You had one losing season in there, and then another one that was 8-8, and the rest of it, you had winning seasons, you had playoff appearances, you had a Super Bowl. And Thomas is not to blame for what happened in the Super Bowl. He put the team together. He helped put the team together, him and Dan.
I agree.
And whatever coaching decisions were made, that's not Thomas's fault.